Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everything that we need is harder to get right now. Literally everything. And you could say it's due to COVID. You could say it's due to China. I don't know the answer. It's one of the questions we're going to start with Senator Kevin Cramer on today at the Talk Radio Town Hall. He is on in the first hour of the program because they were up till 3 in the morning voting. And they're going to be voting again here in about an hour. And maybe even sometime during this hour, so we'll give you a chance to ask him a question or comment. The show brought to you this hour by Aspire Optical. And I am a proud customer of Aspire Optical. I have with me today not one, but two pair of glasses. One is my regular pair of glasses that Ashley helped me pick out. And the other one is my new Maui Jim sunglasses. And I didn't think I needed sunglasses.
Hey, Hollywood, what's
look,
up?
Look at this guy. Because you know what? You know what, Kev? I haven't worn sunglasses for a long, long time, and I just don't. I mean, driving a bright, sunny day, and I put the visor down or whatever, I, you know, wince my eyes. And I'm over there talking to Ashley one day, and he starts talking about the damage that can come over time from that.
Yep.
And then this has the blue ray stuff in it.
Yep.
So if I'm looking at my phone, I never do that when I drive. But, you know, to be able to do that or even right now,
why are
into
you
the screen.
Your throat just now?
I'm not sure what that was about. I think I had a little
bad time.
Hitch in my get-up, you know.
Together,
it's kind of like when I say fighting hawks, it doesn't come out, you know.
Look away. Look away. Yeah.
Anyway, Ashley, thank you for this. Thank you for this. And I know there's people in our audience from, you know, the Montana side, the South Dakota side, well into Minnesota, but they're through Fargo one time or another. I want them to come see you at Aspire Optical because you do eyewear better than anybody I know.
Oh, thank you so much. And, I mean, truly, it was funny because I asked you about the sunglasses as soon as I came in this morning. And you're like, no, I love them. I said, no, but really? And he said, no, I absolutely love them. And truly, they are life-changing. Once you get that first pair of prescription sunglasses and a good quality pair of prescription sunglasses, you're never going back, right? You've got them in the car all the time. You've got the rose-colored lenses in there, which are fantastic for driving. They're great for every day, right? I was telling you, the grass seems a little bit greener. The sky seems a little bit bluer with that rose tint. And
my eyes are open while I'm driving, which is generally a good thing, rather than squinting into the sun.
And they look great,
they
right?
do. And when you get a good pair of glasses like these Maui Jims, you know where they're at. They're on the dash. It's always there. I've got them in my briefcase if I'm at the airport or something. And it works. It really works well.
They're life-changing.
Aspire Optical inspires you not to hate your glasses.
No, that's true.
Right? I mean, stop hating our glasses.
We've got to stop hating our glasses. I mean, it's funny. When clients come through the door for the first time, and I start talking to them, and they're just like, you know, Ashley, I hate shopping for glasses. I hate wearing glasses. Well, the reason that I don't take it personally, they don't hate glasses. They hate their glasses, right? It's because their glasses weren't fit the right way, whether they got them online, whether they got them at a different optical, it doesn't matter. But they weren't fit the right way for them. And there's nothing, clients get so mad at me when I tell them, they find the glasses that they like, I'm like, look, those ones, they're just not going to work for you. You're going to hate me if you buy those. You're going to constantly be pushing them up on your nose with a plastic frame with no nose pads. If it doesn't fit right, it's going to bug you forever for as long as you've got it. We can't really fix that bridge fit, right? So it's just so critical that we get you fit right and proper the first time, okay? You're always going to need to come in for adjustment. That's going to happen from time to time, right? Especially right when you pick them up, it's going to take a couple of weeks for those glasses to fit right to your face. And then you bring them in, we'll tighten them up a little tighter behind your ears. You know, we'll mess with the nose pads if there's nose pads there, but we'll get them fit the right way. And that's just, it's so, stop hating your glasses.
Please.
Right?
And you know what else? I did that forever. I buy the cheap pair of glasses either online or in a store, and I hate them in a week because of the smudges.
You can't get them clean,
no,
right?
No, you can't, and they don't fit right and everything else, and I've learned that from you, too. And you know what? With all the great service you provide, I have the same glasses as Eric Metaxas now. And I didn't even know that until I ran into Eric Metaxas. And I said, Wow! I have a little style for once in my life, and Ashley helped me pick them out. Senator Kramer is on national TV all the time. I think maybe next time you're in Fargo, you ought to stop at Aspire Optical and, you know, show off on Maria Bartiromo and all your major television appearances. With Stuart Varney's another one.
Oh, yeah. I'll get him some swag.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, maybe Chuck Todd this weekend, meet the press, you know. A new pair of specs there, Senator. What do you think?
So it's funny you bring that up because this has actually been a topic of a lot of discussion because I'm 3 years into the ones I'm wearing right now, and you know they're wearing out a little bit. But here's the trick with me. So okay, you want to get really weird and nerdy. I've got a really lazy left eye, so of course the lenses don't match real clear. But when I watch the really good guys on TV, I think, how is it that it's just clear glass. And I sometimes think it might be, you know, anyway, because it's,
because the lenses are so clean.
Precisely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I can't even clean my lenses anymore.
It just means you didn't buy yours from Ashley, is what it means. We were having a serious conversation.
I've paid enough.
You know, we had a serious question, before Ashley came on and before you came on today that I want to touch on. And the first time I heard about the potential impact of the whole COVID shutdown on the supply chain was from Ashley Freeborn at Esquire Optical. And I started thinking, gosh, I never thought about that. And how much of my eyeglass comes from somewhere else?
A lot of it. The vast majority of it. A lot of the frames are made in Italy. The acetate is made usually in China, sometimes in Europe, Mazzucchelli acetate. A lot of lens coatings and whatnot are manufactured in China as well. So it's across the board. It's a global. I mean, everything's global right now. I was notified by our Oakley rep a little while ago. They're going to have issues with photochromic lenses, which are kind of like Oakley's version of the transition lens. There's going to be back orders on them throughout the end of the year. It's affecting all aspects of every industry. And
you think China's doing it on purpose? You think they're kind of snickering at us right now and going, yeah, we'll get you that order filled. Sure, we will, Ashley.
You know, I don't know. I think we don't know maybe enough about what's going on over there related to COVID. Are there shutdowns in factories? I think that the news is it's always quiet out of there.
Here's one thing I do know, and I'm curious, Senator Kramer, your position on this. Yeah. We just got to find a way to make more of to China-proof our supply chain. Would you agree with that?
Well, so funny you bring that up, because the reason we were up till 3 o'clock this morning voting on things and why we're back in session this morning and going to be voting probably all day is because we have on the floor right now, and I think this is the third week it's been on the floor with us, a bill that started out being called the Endless Frontier Act. Now it's something like the China Technology or Beat China Technology or something like that. So we're literally debating hundreds of amendments to a bill that is designed. The anchor sort of issue here is our microchips, right? So, and our dependency on microchips in the supply chain, which are so important to everything we do. You name it, there's a microchip in it, including your automobiles. So we're trying to authorize and fund everything from the National Science Foundation to universities to DARPA, all of the intelligence agencies. And restore a high-tech supply chain in the United States, because we have become so dependent, particularly on China, who, in case you haven't noticed lately, and that, by the way, I love how nicely you said, we don't always get, you know, we don't always know what the news coming out of there is, you know, because we don't. If too much bad news comes out of China, those reporters aren't there anymore. So we're really, that's literally what we're talking about on this very day and why we're still here on a Friday to try to hammer this bill out. It's going to be an expensive bill. Surprise, surprise. The biggest hang-ups for me are going to be how we pay for it. But all that said, yes, we need to restore lots and lots of things in our supply chain from China. This is why America First made a lot of sense for 4 years.
So what would you want from your government in this case, Ashley, as someone that is an entrepreneur, someone that owns an eyewear operation and is very familiar with this industry? What could the United States of America, what could your U.S. senator do?
This is really, I feel like I'm put on the spot a little bit, but I mean, truly, I think so much needs to be produced just on this continent, and whether it's in the United States, I was born in Canada, whether it's in the United States, Canada, or Mexico, just so that we have access to all of the different parts, everything that we need, whether it's high tech or not. You know, my sprinkler guy just came and did a hookup for me, and I said, you know, I think there's two sprinkler heads out. And he goes, well, I only got two left because the supply chain there is minimal. right now. And we're talking about my in-laws are going to do a deck off of their new home. And their builder talked them into just doing a concrete patio because lumber is so expensive and maintenance-free decking is just so hard to get. So because of the paint, they can't get the paint to dye the maintenance-free decking the right way out of a factory in Texas. So these are just the things that you hear about, and it's across the board. It's just prolific right now. So I think we need to be producing them on this continent or potentially in Europe, depending on what we need.
Is there something you can do easily, Senator Kramer? Is there take some of the COVID relief where we're just throwing out trillions by the dozen on this and say, well, let's incentivize, let's do a match, let's do something to reduce our dependence on all the things from different continents. Can we do something, do you think?
Well, there are a couple of things that come to mind right away. Ashley should be given a couple of hours on your stations every day.
Yep.
I have just learned more in the last 6 minutes from the two of you than I'm going to learn all day, by the way, listening to Sandy. I think that the trick is, how do you incentivize a free market to do the things that the global market does? Because we do like our stuff inexpensive as well. If you just set aside COVID for a minute, yeah, I think there are some things we can do. But the thing we shouldn't do is overtax our small businesses and our corporations and things like that. But we can talk a lot about it, Scott.
All right, let's do it today.
Really good discussion.
Don and Gabe waiting to go, too. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by friends at Newsmax. They want your opinion. Newsmax needs your opinion right now. Yeah, exactly right. You know why? Because they can share it with the world, number one. And number two, big tech right now. Big tech is not your friend. They are not your friend, ladies and gentlemen. I know this is a newsflash to some, not a newsflash to most of us, because big tech is a big problem. Facebook banned Trump. Twitter did. YouTube cracking down on us Trump conservatives. And now Newsmax wants to know if Congress should stop the big tech censorship and bring Trump back on Facebook. Vote on that in the poll Newsmax is holding right now. Give your opinion. You just text the word zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. I voted already. Make your voice heard. Newsmax TV will share the results with millions. Now the fourth largest cable news channel in America. President Trump just appeared on Newsmax. Now on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call your operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. But be aware, Midco customers can't get Newsmax. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Midco customer, call them, tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch and vote now in the Newsmax poll. Should Trump be back on Facebook? Should Congress stop big tech censorship? Zone is the word you text to this number, 39-747-39-747. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments, welcome for him. Conversation with Ashley at Aspire Optical earlier. I wanted to just finish this note and tell you that they are extending their three-year anniversary celebration into June, which means you pay 50%. Your frame is half off with a complete lens purchase. Probably time for you to say, gosh, it's been 3 years, 4 years, 5 years since I've had a new pair of glasses, so the lenses probably are in need of an update anyway. And how many of us go out and get a $5,000 TV to replace one that's a 1080 because it's just not clear enough? And then we look at it through glasses that we wear every flipping day that are 6 years old. I mean, come on. Come on in. Get an eye exam. Change glasses. That, you know, let's go to it. And you can find out more about them at AspireOptical.com. Senator Cramer, anything else on the quote-unquote Endless Frontier Act? By the way, talk about typical Washington, D.C. Endless Frontier Act, who's not for that? Stop the China supply chain, who's not for that? But as typical Washington, it's got to cost how many trillion dollars right now for it to be worthwhile to the Democrats? I'm just getting so sick of this.
Yeah, well, this one's right now, Scotty, I think it's at like the last count with my calculator was $246 billion, but $52 billion of it, I believe, is mandatory. And it's not all unimportant. Don't get me wrong. And realizing that we're going to have to be some compromise. I'm not a yes on it, by the way. Just so people know, that's not to say I won't become one or I couldn't become one. But Senator Hovind and I talk about it every couple of hours. We just stay in very close touch. He's an appropriator. I'm on armed services. We get all the classified briefings. And it's, you know, there's a high priority in all of this. But when you start adding, when the millions become billions, before you get to trillions, there ends up being a lot of, you know, things in there that you just shouldn't have. And so it's just one of those packages that can become very large. The thing I will say is at least we're working through it. I mean, we've been working up literally on the floor for 3 weeks. We've been intensely working on it for this week to the point where we are today. So you're exactly right, Scott. And it does cost a lot of money to compete with China because China prints money faster than we do, and they have a much more efficient system than we have. They don't have capitalism. They aren't required to, they don't need private equity because all the equity in China comes from the government, and it's all the same. So,
and if we're sending out stimulus checks for people that don't even know they're getting them and don't need them, why not say, whoa, hard stop here. Why don't we incentivize more job creation in North Dakota so these people don't need incentive checks or extension of unemployment benefits and put it into some sort of effort to take out China on the supply chain issue? That would be not only supported, right?
It's exactly the conversation Senator Hovind and I have been having with our colleagues for the last 2-3 days. If you can assure us, if we can get assurances and get in language in the bill that this would come from money repurposed, there's at least $720 billion in this most recent $1.2 trillion package the Democrats passed along party lines that will be available on October 1st that won't be spent by the end of the fiscal year. We should start using that to repurposing that for things like the Endless Frontier Act, things like a large infrastructure package. And then you're going to get all kinds of bipartisan support. The problem is the president today is coming out with a new $6 trillion. trillion, with a T, trillion-dollar baseline budget. That's not stimulus. That's just the new baseline budget. That's a 40% increase in the annual spending of the United States of America in his budget. So that's what we're up against.
And that'd be bad in and of itself if it hadn't come on the heels of $6 trillion in COVID spending. $6 trillion, right? Which is not even all spent, but has been allocated and been part of the quote-unquote fix. And then how many trillion does he want to spend on infrastructure?
That's a good question, and that's we're right in the middle of that discussion too, right? So he's come down. Imagine this now. He's come down to $1.7 trillion. We are, as Republicans, at $928 billion. Our $928 billion is all paid for through the traditional infrastructure trust funds and appropriations, as well as repurposing some of the American Rescue Plan dollars. Again, no new money. He wants $1.7 trillion, and he wants to raise taxes to get it. So we're at loggerheads. We're in the middle of the discussion, as I said. He wants to get this wrapped up by the end of this Memorial Day weekend. Ben Cardin and I are the lead Democrat and Republican on the Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee. The chairman is Tom Carper, and the ranking Republican is Shelley Moore Capito. Shelley is taking the lead on negotiating with the White House on it, and I suspect that her Memorial Day weekend is going to be spent in Washington.
Let's get some calls in here on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Senator Kramer. Don, question on the trucking tax. Go, Don.
Hey, Senator. I'm sorry, I just got done unloading here at Belva. Look, I'm really angry. I don't know who the brilliant person is in Senate or House that came up with another, let's tax the trucks again, and we'll put 25 cents a mile on every truck to help pay for the Highway Trust Fund, I believe. I mean, I am so angry. That for me, that would be $30,000 more that I would have to pay. And I'm sick and tired. We busted our rear ends during COVID to keep everybody happy, to do what we could do to help out. And what do we get? Some brilliant person coming up with an idea to tax us again.
All right, let's give Senator Kramer a chance to answer that, because I'm up against the breakdown. Hang tight. Go ahead, Senator Kramer.
Yeah. So I'm not interested in raising any existing taxes. What I do think we ought to do, though, is broaden the Highway Trust Fund to include a vehicle miles tax so that electric vehicles and the vehicles that aren't buying gas or diesel are paying for their use of the same highway that you're using and have been paying for a long time. The president has stated emphatically he opposes any such thing. Isn't it ironic? He's got $160 billion in his package to incentivize electric vehicles, but he won't tax those electric vehicles for using the highway. So he wants to kill the taxpayer while he builds electric cars that a lot of people don't seem to want.
All right, Don, hang on. I will finish on the other side of the break. If you have a follow-up, then Gabe, then Ruger, then Jay on the student bankruptcy bill. Got a question on Biden's ATF appointee. Got a question about January 6th, which will be part of the things I believe you're voting on today, that commission. Yep. Stay tuned. More with Senator Kramer and your calls, questions, and comments coming up.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA, and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China. U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What's on your mind brought to you today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. It's one thing we found out through this whole COVID era. It's about how to maintain your immune system and to fight off anything that might come, whether it's something from a pandemic from China or they're juicing viruses or whether it's the next flu or whatever. I mean, the stronger your immune system, the less you worry about, I'm fearful that I'm going to, get this bug. Just build up your immune system, and nothing does that better than the products they sell at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. A spa makes you better above the water, below the water, makes every little ache and pain go away. Sauna, same thing. I mean, listen to these experts when they tell you about heart disease and how 20 minutes a day in the sauna makes your risk of heart disease drop in double-digit fashion quickly. It's unbelievable. It's about wellness, not to mention, pool tables, shuffleboard, arcade games, the patio furniture. You're happier. You're loving summer more. You're loving winter more. Stop and see them in Fargo, just over the border of Fargo, West Fargo, into West Fargo. They're also on the expressway in Bismarck and in front of the Grand Cities Mall on South Washington and Grand Forks. And tell them Scott sent you the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Go online, do a little dreaming there today. Kevin Kramer's here, Senator Kramer, just to finish with Don on the trucking. I have a question, too, for you, Don. I remember hearing stories about the new way in which you'd be regulated as to your hours, and there were some things that even the Trump administration had trouble stopping the onslaught of additional regulation related to your hours and how you're monitored and all the, was it ELD or what was the new gizmo that we were doing, Don? How's that treating you these days?
Well, the ELD, I've got one in my truck. I put it in. It's my own truck, my own company. So I put one in and it's working because, we're able to, I do ag. So I get some ag exempt time and all that, but for me, the rules aren't hurting me nearly as bad as some of the over-the-road guys, but I'm telling you, the tax issue, I know it's a broken record, but this is out of control. There's so many guys that are dropping out of the industry because they're being taxed to death. And the trucks, my truck, 2 years ago, I bought it brand new. I ordered it, $172,000. And the doggone thing, tax alone, that 12% tax, that's 17 grand. That's supposed to go to the Highway Trust Fund. Where did it go? I mean, everybody keeps talking how bad the roads are. Don't go to Canada. You'll know what bad roads are like. But,
And I heard Joe Biden yesterday say, America's slipping. America's slipping. We have horrible infrastructure. What an inspirational message from old Joe. America's slipping, and this is terrible. Our infrastructure is horrible. It's terrible. No, the problem is how you spent the money. It isn't that you have not enough money. And forget that, Senator Kramer. But Dick Beller, rest his soul, told me one day, he showed me an invoice for a truck, just like Don did, and he said, guess how much of this is the Obama tax? The environmental tax on us. Every time we buy something, That's supposed to go to the road. So you're saying these guys have been taxed enough is what I think I hear you saying, right, Senator?
Well, and yes. Yeah, so there are all these new vehicles on the road that don't pay any taxes. Now, Don's got a combination of issues. And what he's talking about right now is just the tax on the purchase of the truck and registering the truck. The real tax that the main tax that funds the Highway Trust Fund, of course, is the tax at the pump, the gas tax, as we'd like to call it. But in his case, it might be diesel or whatever fuel source you use. And that was set, I think the last time was 1996 or something like that. It's never been indexed. And it right now, I want to say, Scotty, it has something like, I'm going to just be close here, $230 billion in it. The demand for getting our roads up to, you know, getting them built, maintained adequately, you know, rebuilt is much greater than that. So, and it's a, by the way, it's a shrinking pie, right? Because every truck you buy, every car you buy is more efficient than the last one. Now they have the hybrids. Now we're going to have electric vehicles. That means less money into the trust fund. And what I'm saying is don't raise anybody's taxes. And Joe Biden has said that, by the way. And then certainly before you even talk about raising somebody's gas tax, we've got to start making the other people who aren't paying to use the roads paying to use the roads. You know, and so the left wants to go to fewer cars driving on the roads, more public transit, electric vehicles, but they still want to raise more money for highways. Well, you can't have it both ways. You've got to be a little more creative than that. That's why our bill, that we're now up to $928 billion that we've offered the president this week, it doesn't raise any taxes. It repurposes existing money. But I am very interested in a vehicle miles tax. I raised the issue at a hearing earlier this year with the governor of Michigan. And she stumbled and stammered and said, well, that's going to be a tough decision. Here she is testifying about how proud she is that they're building more and more electric vehicles in Michigan. But she didn't know how we were going to pay for new highways. So we've got to have an adult discussion about
that. But you're saying to Don and others, no new taxes on trucking. We spend the money we have, or spend the money that's unspent on fixing the roads and right-sizing this thing. And I think
that's broaden the tax, if anything.
So, Don, keep fighting on this. Appreciate what you do. Honestly, we don't talk about truckers moving everything and being a thankless job and regulating your hours and all the extra taxes. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous because without truckers, we'd shut down our economy.
Before you get rid of Don, I know you want other people. His ELD comment was very interesting, Don. So you own your own truck. You bought the ELD because, remember, I think it was like 2017 or 18, somewhere in there when this came into, you know, being the mandate, the rule, and we couldn't get it stopped. But Don mentioned that he hauls a lot of ag, and we were able to get some relief and some exemptions and some waivers for agriculture so that you didn't have the situation, particularly with live animals, for example, where, you know, you're 10 miles from your destination, you have to stop and let them out or something, you know, and a lot of crazy stuff like that. But Don, it was interesting to hear your transition to where you are today.
Well, North Dakota has been very good to us with the truck.
Yes.
They're sticklers, but they're not outrageous like California, New York, places like that.
Well, and ELE's working for him, as he said, because he's got the ag exemption, but over-the-road guys don't have the ag exemption. So a lot of them are just saying between higher taxes and this onerous regulation, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm just done. Just throwing in the towel. And we better worry about that. That's one of the reasons we have a lumber problem right now. Lumber's sitting in yards waiting to go to places, and they don't have enough trucks to get it there. It's just it's part of the supply chain thing. Appreciate the call, Don. I had a caller ask if North Dakota can stand out in this debate over the supply chain. I think what they mean is, you know, do we have tools here other people don't? One I think of is the Bank of North Dakota. I mean, should we be using this in North Dakota as an opportunity to say, wait a minute here, Kevin's going to do something, John's going to do something, Kelly's going to do something on the federal level to move towards incentivizing using the dollars we have. And we have a Bank of North Dakota. Why don't we match that? I don't know. Do you think North Dakota's a leg up in this, can start saying, hey, we're the place to fix your supply chain woes?
Well, let me give you just one little example of that. Scott, we've always been in a good spot, and there's certain things in the supply chain, right? I mean, like, as I told Larry Kudlow, you don't get to eat your pasta in Manhattan unless the durum grower in North Dakota gets his durum to the elevator and then to the mill and then, you know, to the pasta factory, right? So we've always been an important part of lots of supply chains. Certainly energy is another area. But here's an area. We have a number of rare earth minerals in North Dakota that are part of our lignite process. So in our lignite coal is embedded certain rare earth minerals that go into a lot of the high-tech things that we're talking about. To this point, we're dependent on China for. Just one example, and there's various methods that innovators have come up with. In situ mining is one of them, and and you'll have to have somebody from EERC on to explain the rest because I'm well over my head already. But yeah, North Dakota, as an innovative state with innovative people, entrepreneurial people who've always had to sort of fight a little harder than others to get stuff to market, sure we can be, but you keep raising the issue of the right incentives. And what that sounds like to a lot of people is, how can the government fund some of this stuff? And I don't know that the government necessarily has to fund it, but we can certainly provide regulatory relief, big issue. We can certainly provide, we've always provided a lot of R&D, early R&D, and I do think North Dakota's been pretty good at that. But through various funds, including, I suppose, the Bank of North Dakota, remembering the bank is a bank. It's not an equity partner, but it's a very valuable tool. Sure, we could try to incentivize even more, entrepreneurship and innovation in our tech parks, on our research universities. I think we've done an okay job of that, and I think we've gotten a lot better at it recently. Maybe more could be done. I don't know. I'm not as familiar as I ought to be. But just give you one little example. I just had a breakfast a couple of weeks ago over at the home of the Chief of Naval Operations. That's the member of the Navy that's the four-star that sits on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So he's one of the Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Gilday. And we talked about the fact that at North Dakota State University, they have a polymers and coatings program that does research and creates coatings for naval ships. It's really pretty remarkable. But I suspect a lot of the other places that do that are someplace in another country. So we've got the wherewithal to do it, Scotty. In terms of the tools, the financial tools and whatnot, we're trying to create some of those at the federal level to be joined by the at the state level to maximize it.
All right, let's get back to the call here. Go quick here. Give everybody a short question, short answers from Senator Cramer to get to everybody. Gabe, go ahead. Your question on the January 6th issue.
Yeah, I'm absolutely outraged and concerned right now about what's going on with individuals who are being currently held in federal custody who were involved in the events of January 6th. A number of these individuals are being denied access to their attorneys. They're being denied access to due process. And also, some of them have been severely physically abused by guards to the point of concussion, loss of eyesight in one gentleman. One individual had the skin on his wrist completely stripped off from zip ties that they were putting on him. There's
Wow, a lot there. Senator Cramer, what do we know about those already detained for January 6th, and what's happening right now related to a commission looking at it going forward?
Well, this is the first I've ever heard of any of these things, so I'd have to dig a little deeper, or provide me the source of that information so I could look into it. There have been about 450 roughly arrests at this point. Based on what the Department of Justice tells us in their investigations, they expect to maybe make another 100 arrests. Which is one of the main reasons why I don't think we need a January 6th commission. You've got the Justice Department doing hundreds of investigations, including prosecutorial investigations. All we could do with the commission at this point is get in their way. And generally, the DOJ doesn't let you get in their way. What they do is they hoard information and witnesses and testimony and evidence until they're done with it before they'll even turn it over to a commission. So, but with regard to all that, I don't know. And guards, I'd have to look at those individually. I wouldn't be shocked that there'd be a little bit of concern by some in law enforcement when you have a situation that killed a cop. You can probably expect to not be treated as well in a jail. So.
And, Gabe, if you want to share some of the resources or the sources for those information, happy to pass them on to Senator Cramer. All right, we'll continue after this. Grant and Bismarck coming up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking every day. You're on the road a lot over the next couple of days. Valley City exit 292 off 94. Highwood off I-29. 12th Avenue North off of I-29. You can come in West Main Avenue, West Fargo from either 94 or 29. And what you're going to find, Glendon, Ulin, Minnesota, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Mandan, Bismarck location across from the Capitol. You know, great, great food. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at a lot of their locations. But caramel rolls and chicken and homemade cookies and a hot stuff personal pan pizza that hasn't been in the warmer for 8 hours. It's good. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience and the best fuel price around. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Just saw a news flash here that the J.P. Morgan CEO is slamming the Biden proposed tax plan. And I think, wow, what is going on? These big bankers that you've been grilling before the banking committee that you have invited to North Dakota, there's been a sea change in their attitude lately. What's going on?
Well, I think, first of all, J.P. Morgan Chase is headed by Jamie Dimon, and he is by far the most colorful of the large bank CEOs. He's also the wealthiest. He's very plain spoken. So he's actually been pretty good. He really has. And my discussion with him was fantastic, actually. And he's opening a couple of banks in North Dakota, or bank branches. But he was really blunt the other day. I think here's what happened. The other day when we had the six largest CEOs in front of the banking committee, as you know, I spent a month preparing for them, meeting with them individually. I think they got an earful, and they found out that, you know what, Elizabeth Warren is never going to be our friend. Sherrod Brown's never going to be our friend. They hate anybody that makes a profit. They hate any shareholder that gets paid a dividend. These banks have done everything we asked them to do over the course of the last year and a half with regard to PPP and all the other good things that they did to keep our economy going. And there's almost nobody being denied a loan that should be getting one that I ever hear of. But at the same time, they've become very woke, as you know, and they've categorically excluded in their what are called ESG reports. You know, they have these policies, environmental, social, governance reports. And the problem is, Scotty, that the only people screaming in their ear are the left until this week. And this week they heard about capitalism from Pat Toomey, the chairman of the banking committee. They heard about firearms from me. They heard about coal from John Kennedy. They heard about oil and gas from other members, Cynthia Lummis, a member of the banking committee. And they were held to account for their statements and were reminded that, that capitalism is what makes banking great and banking is what makes capitalism great. And don't forget, philosophy matters. So I think there's been a little bit of an awakening, if you will.
All right, rapid fire to get to the rest of the comments as best we can. Emailer sent a note yesterday saying, please ask Senator Cramer about the immigrant delivery to Fargo. Were these people checked for COVID? What do you know about that?
Well, I think if I understand it properly, and we check on a regular basis anymore about all these rumors about people coming in, I think there was a refugee settlement recently in Fargo, which is different than, illegal immigrants being dropped off. Although I will submit to you that one of the biggest problems we have in our immigration system right now is the asylum standard is not being applied at the border. And the human traffickers are training the people that they're moving how to get asylum. They're coming from places that they don't even meet the criteria for asylum. We don't have time to go into all those details. But my understanding of the Fargo situation is that was a legal, transparent refugee settlement issue. But beyond that, we follow up on every other rumor that we hear.
Yeah, there was one about Dickinson a while ago, completely not true, 100% not true. We tracked it down, too, with the airport folks, that it never happened. So beware of rumors in this, too. But don't be afraid to say, hey, is this real or is it not, because we forward that on.
Well, not only that, Scotty, you're exactly right. It's really important that people police their communities, because just because DHS or some Biden-appointed ICE person tells me, oh, no, that's not happening. That only means we don't know.
let's quickly go through the rest of these here. About 15 seconds for each question, each answer. Grant, Bismarck, go, quickly.
Okay, what is our collateral if the United States goes bankrupt? And what will happen to the dollar? And, I mean, you just don't go bankrupt and you don't give something up. What do we got a plan for? Or would you have something else in mind?
It's a fair question with all the constant bailouts going on, right? And the trillions being thrown around.
With all the liquidation, all the liquidity being thrown into the economy, this is why a $6 trillion budget, when you only have a couple trillion dollars of revenue, can't work. We are going to head for hyperinflation if we don't stop this nonsense. And hyperinflation will no doubt lead to higher interest rates. And on top of that, the Biden administration wants to raise taxes. It's the trifecta of disaster for an economy. With regard to the specific question about collateral, the biggest holder of federal debt, of course, is the Social Security Trust Fund, ironically. So it's ourselves. And the Federal Reserve itself continues to buy bonds and things, which adds to the declining value of the dollar. Back to the caller's point there, I think I think that's what he's getting at. It's a big problem. And he's on top of that, China would love nothing more than to replace the dollar, right? Start watching the cryptocurrencies, and there's all kinds of potential threats out there to replace the dollar as the international currency that stabilizes the world's economy. So we've got a lot of challenges. I've got more questions like that than I have answers, because I'm not the expert by a long shot. I'm the Sonny Bono of judiciary on the banking committee.
And Ruger had a question about Biden's ATF appointee. That's somebody you can support?
Oh, crazy. No. It's the worst case scenario you could imagine. You talk about Fox in the Hen House, Chipman. He's it's just awful. And he didn't do very well at his hearing. I don't know if he saw it. I'm not on that committee, but he was held to account for sure. But I imagine that they'll push him through with 50 votes as Mike.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.